Auden is with us. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Congratulations. That was quite a game.
Thank you very much.
What did Adela say? You had three fair catches? Is that what he was saying?
Yeah, he said I got three fair catches. He asked me how much I paid Sanchez.
now, what happened on the first one? What did you see? Just take us over that play and how it developed.
I believe it was a third down play. The receivers were kind of stacked. So I went up. I wasn't sure if I was going to press or if I was going to play off, but I inched up there, pressed a little bit, got my hands on him. Then he tried to break his route to the inside, and I was breaking with him and then saw the ball. So I just came off of him and got the interception and, tried to run as fast as I could to get to that end zone.
Was there any doubt that you were going to score and that the quarterback wasn't going to make some ridiculous tackle? You couldn't let the quarterback tackle.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have heard it. I wouldn't have heard the end of it from my teammates, my friends, my family, especially my mom.
is your mom a big football fan?
Yeah, she's a big football fan. I mean, she keeps it on NFL Network, ESPN, all of that. She watches everything. So, and she's my biggest critic, biggest fan. She would have definitely got on me if the quarterback would have called.
Now, where is she living? What part of the country?
Maryland.
Watching. She's got the NFL package.
Yeah, the NFL package. But actually, they told me it aired out there on regular TV.
Yeah, your game was on most of the country yesterday, She got a chance to see it, do some good stuff. Hey, how much does knowledge of Braylon Edwards and playing with him and playing against him in practice? How much does that help you in a game like that?
It helps a little bit, but like I said earlier. Guys don't really show too much in practice, as far as, during the season. But training camp, guys do go hard and try to get better. But you just never, put all your tricks and trades, out there on the practice field, in the games you kind of save it. But it definitely helped. He's a heck of a wide receiver. We held him in check a little bit this week. And it was much for the pressure that we put on him. The defensive line did a heck of a job, our linebackers, just pressuring Sanchez, not making him have good looks.
I heard Tom Brady this morning on the radio station, and he was talking about Wes Welker. And he said, what you see in a game is what I see in practice.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is he a guy who practices the way he plays?
He's a guy that practices the way he plays. He doesn't know but one speed, man. That's 130 miles an hour. And it's tough. When I first got here, to see the way he practiced and see where he prepared was crazy. And you have to be on your A game, when you're playing him in practice because he brings it every day.
What's the toughest part of defending him? I would think it's just his ability to stop and start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. He's more quick than fast, but he still has some speed. He has a lot of speed, but. And his change of direction is crazy. And for a guy in the slot, that's tough. He can work either way. If your leverage is inside, he can easily, pressure leverage and then get back to the outside or the inside. Either way you play him, it's tough. But, he's one heck of a receiver. I mean, we really missed him the first game, and I'm glad he played this game, and he made a huge difference.
We look at defensive backs as fans. We just say, all right, well, the job is just to cover the receiver, and if the ball comes to you, catch it. But is there any difference from what you can tell playing D-back in the Cleveland system versus the Detroit system versus the Patriots system now?
Yeah, it was a huge difference from Detroit system because Cleveland, Romeo, was the head coach, and he kind of brought a lot of the things that he had here over to Cleveland. So that wasn't that much difference, but it's a huge difference from Detroit as far as it was a lot more zone than man-to-man. Some games we did play man-to-man, though, but for the most part during the season, it was pretty much zone. So it was just play the deep third, let your underneath defense work. And things like that. It wasn't, too much of, just trying to make, make plays or anything like the system in Cleveland or here.
The NFL Network had one of those mic'd up segments a couple of weeks ago with Bill Belichick. And he was on the sidelines talking to you guys on the defense, and he was saying, don't play off these receivers. Get up in their faces and get up on them. In general, are you coached to be in their faces, or are there times in different wide receivers where you're coached to give them a bigger cushion?
Yeah, it always depends, but for the most part, receivers don't like to get jammed or have tight coverage on them. They like to, you know, run off the line with a free release and, you know, to get into their routes and just not get touched. But so that's something that we do stress is try to get jams on receivers when we can and when it's possible. So that's a definitely an advantage for the defensive backs. But, you know, in some of these games, the refs been they've been on me because I've been kind of too physical with them, I guess, or whatever. But, you know, I just can't let that affect my game.
Do they warn you? Do they say back off?
Yeah, they warn me. But, I tell them that, you know, the receivers are doing just as much as the pushing and jostling as I am. So, you know, and I have to try to defend, you know, the guy to not let him catch it, you know, unless, you know, if I just keep letting him push me, then he's just going to catch the ball every time. So, you know, and they don't call that many offensive pass interference calls or legal contact. So,
and receivers can do anything, right? Yeah. They can put their hands in your face. Right. They don't call the hands to the face when the receiver
yeah.
does
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they don't. So,
stiff arm,
yeah,
whatever.
So it's tough. You know, I still have to protect myself or stay as close as my man as I can to try to defend the ball and defend the guy. So, you know, I just try to stay as tight as I can. And if they call a penalty, you know, I just have to put it behind me and just keep playing the way I'm playing.
When you look at the tapes of Indianapolis and the 31-yard pass interference penalty, when you look at it, the video, the film, I should say, is there anything you would do differently? Can you see why the official called
on, on the one on mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a bad habit that's like defensive backs have. I was just that close to him, and I just my hand was on his back, and then, you know, just grabbed his jersey just a little bit. I didn't tug him. I didn't, you know, do anything. But you know, anytime they see that, you know, I guess they're going to call it. But I didn't impede his, you know, his progress going forward or anything. It was just that I was so close to him. You know, I just had my hand on his back and then, you know, just grabbed, and they saw it. So they, you know, so they called it, but you know, that's my fault, you know, but, it was one in the Dolphins game where, you know, they called, illegal contact on me or something like that, but it's, you know, the receiver kind of ran into me, you know, and I thought the rule was, you know, you're entitled to the spot that you're on and, you know, as long as you're defending the ball, but, you know, it's an offensive game, and, you know, just got to keep playing. And, you know, I can't let it, like I said, make me change my game. I'm just going to keep doing it and just try to make plays.
You're one of the young veterans on this team. You've been around a few years, but you're not an old guy by any means. And even in the short amount of time you've been in the league, there's been such a change helping the offense. Mm-hmm. Can't touch the quarterbacks. You can't touch the receivers. They've made it almost impossible for you guys to do your job.
Yeah, man, it's an offensive game. They're making it. You know, that offense put butts in the seats, man.
Yeah.
You know, guys wanna you know, watch the offense. It's not really a fun game when it's 6-3, you know, or something like that. When it's 37-38, like the Cleveland, you know, Detroit game. I mean, you know, fans love that. But it's definitely an offensive game, but defensive guys still stay aggressive, and whatever happens. You know, you get fines. You just got to keep playing.
We were told in the other room that when you get 3 interceptions in a game, a whole bunch of folks want to talk to you. So they're saying, we got to get Lee out of here. It was nice of you to stop by here. We appreciate it.
Thank
Congratulations.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate
Good job.
It.